From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has called on the European Union to admit up to 200,000 refugees for a mass relocation program to help the flood of migrants seeking shelter and assistance in Europe. Antonio Guterres said Friday he has asked the EU to implement a program that would require all European Union states to help refugees with a valid need for protection. Guterres said the refugee crisis is a defining moment for the European Union. If the EU remains divided on the issue, he said, that will only benefit smugglers and traffickers. The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the refugee issue on September 14th. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Saudi King Salman to the White House Friday for the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending the throne in January following the death of King Abdullah. White House officials said Friday's discussions will center on increased security cooperation to build Saudi capacity in dealing with a potential Iranian threat, but not necessarily through the delivery of a conventional large-scale systems and heavy weaponry. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is willing to share power with some opposition groups if Damascus is included in a broadened coalition to fight the Islamic State. Speaking to journalists Friday at the Eastern Economic Forum in Russia's Vladivostok, Putin said Russia was working closely with the Syrian leader on uniting efforts to expand the fight against terrorism in parallel with some political process. The comments were the latest indication that President Assad is becoming more flexible as he has lost ground to rebels and jihadists during a 4.5-year civil war. This is VOA News. The UN World Food Program says it will be forced to shut down a life-saving air service in Sudan by the end of the month unless nearly $10 million in funding is found. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The WFP and other aid agencies rely upon the UN Humanitarian Air Service, or UNHAS, to get aid and personnel where they are needed. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lusher tells VOA the service has become even more critical since Sudan's government began new military operations against rebel groups in December.
The situation has become more complicated. So more than 200,000 people have been displaced. If the UN Humanitarian Air Service cannot fly the aid workers into those regions, we cannot reach some 40 locations where the humanitarians are working.
WFP says the amount of money requested is a relative pittance when weighed against the assistance advised for millions of people in this crisis-ridden country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. unemployment rate fell to the lowest level in 7.5 years in August, 5.1%. That is a drop of 0.2% from the previous month. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the economy had a net gain of 173,000 jobs, which is less than most economists had predicted. The report says the healthcare and financial services sectors gained jobs, while mining and manufacturing lost positions. This report is a key part of the data that leaders of the U.S. Central Bank will consider as they decide how soon and how much to raise the benchmark interest rates. Two senior members of Ukraine's far-right Svoboda Party were charged Friday with rioting after being questioned in Kiev in connection with Monday's clashes outside Parliament. Three National Guard officers died of injuries from a grenade explosion during clashes between police and nationalists protesting a constitutional amendment granting more powers to Ukrainian regions, including the rebel-held east. More than 140 people were hospitalized. One officer remains in a coma. A gay couple in Kentucky has received a marriage license a day after a county clerk was jailed for refusing to license same-sex couples. The county clerk, Kim Davis, had defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permits, saying it violated her religious beliefs. A federal judge ordered her to jail for contempt of court and said she could be freed if she agrees to approve the licenses. Speaking in court, Davis occasionally sobbed as she told the judge that God's moral law conflicts with my job duties. You can't be separated from something that's in your heart and also in your soul. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.